Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headlee. Let's take a look at leading stories at 47 minutes after the hour. An update now live from Tripoli, Libya, from the New York Times' David Kirkpatrick, who's under some reporting restrictions this morning. But David, first of all, it seems as though with the level of the fighting and the reports we're getting, Gaddafi's forces are able to move to some extent in Libya. What are you hearing?
I would think they're not going to have any difficulty moving. I mean, so far, I think they're not flying, but they're driving. We yesterday visited the town of Beni Walid, where we had the interesting experience of seeing firsthand that the Gaddafi government has been handing out Kalashnikovs to every household, which is a really bold gesture of confidence on their part. I'm not sure how sure they can be that the people of Beni Walid and the Wafala tribe support them that much, but they truly are arming their citizens to fend off the rebels or the allied assault that they say they expect.
Is Gaddafi betting on a kind of Somalia-style chaos in the sense that arms were handed out in Somalia and chaos seemed to benefit the militias there?
You know, he has warned, I'm not sure he's betting on it, but he's warned of a Somalia scenario here, that there could be chaos if the rebels succeed. For what it's worth, we should note that this has become, thanks to oil revenue, a pretty different country. This is a very urbanized country now. 85% of Libyans live in cities, with the lion's share clustered around the two cities of Tripoli on one end and Benghazi on the other. So it's unlikely to play out quite like Somalia. You've got much more sophisticated, kind of westernized elite here, albeit, it's not Egypt, but it's certainly not Somalia.
All right, David Kirkpatrick of the New York Times, live in Tripoli. Thanks so much for joining us.